Bear in the Morning on Bear Country 95.3. Greenfield Business Association, a busy organization, especially this time of year. Hannah has been running around, and what have you been doing? Like putting up decorations?
Oh my gosh.
Yet?
And yep.
Streetlights?
Yep.
You want to talk about streetlights?
So, I definitely do. Yep. Sales are open right now for the stars that go on the lampposts with the garlands and the lights.
Yeah, on Main Street in downtown Greenfield.
Exactly.
Is it just Main Street, or do you go off Main Street a little
bit? We go a little off of Main Street. So we do Main Street from the YMCA to just past the new fire station. And then we do the bottom of Bank Row.
Okay. Yep,
right where the underpass is, up Federal Street. And we're going to try and go a little further up Federal Street this year. We'll see how far we get. But it's going to be fun. The garlands and lights are starting to go up on the 16th and 17th. This year we have volunteers from the Boy Scouts. I'm super grateful to them. It's going to be fun.
Nice. Nice. All right. Well, if we head down Bank Row and we take a right-hand
turn. Yes. What a great segue.
Yeah. We go to one of our favorite spots, which is Art Space, right? Who's joining us this morning?
Madeline, the director of Art Space, is here to talk about some fun things that they have coming up. It's so good to have you back.
Yes, and fundraisers and everything. Madeline, how
That's
are
right.
you?
I'm good. Thanks to you both so much for having me back. I think this is my third time. Does that make me a regular?
It does.
Yeah.
I love a regular.
It does, actually.
So I am here this morning to tell you about an event that we have coming up this weekend at Art Space at 15 Mill Street in Greenfield.
Right.
And it is called Fired Up.
Ooh.
And it is an open house and campaign launch for the community clay studio that we are building at ArtSpace. It's this weekend. It's Saturday, November 16th from 1 to 4 in the afternoon, and Sunday, November 17th from 10 in the morning till 1 p.m., 3 hours each day. And there is going to be so much to do and see, and I really hope that folks will come. We are going to unveil the architectural drawings that we have done of how we're going to fit this clay studio into our building.
Right.
We'll have demonstrations by 4 ceramic artists
Ooh.
Over the course of the weekend, 2 each day. Those will be in sculpture, hand building, functional ware, wheel throwing. It's going to be great to
so
watch.
So cool.
And then we have a family activity, making little pots, pinch pots and little press pots, which ArtSpace will glaze and fire for folks. This is real. So these will be real ceramic pots when you're done
yes.
with them. And then folks can come pick them back up after the event. We also have an exhibit in our gallery about clay, an educational exhibit about ceramics, and it will feature about 15 Pioneer Valley potters as well.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes,
wow.
I know. And I'm not even done. I had to turn the page. we have music. We'll have snacks. We'll have a photo booth. And of course, folks can make a donation to help us build the clay studio when they're there. But also, you don't have to. Just come be with us, learn about pottery, learn about clay, touch some clay, and just be with us.
And get fired up.
And get fired up. That's right.
Yes. And I might just have holidays on the brain, but I would guess that those little pots make really good gifts for the holidays, right?
Excellent point.
Yes. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Always forward thinking over at Art Space. I know you have something coming up just after the beginning of the new year, too, right?
Forward thinking. Kevin, you're so good. So the last time I was here in September, I talked about a community show that we also have coming up in our gallery after the clay exhibit, actually. It'll be up in mid-January through February, and the call for art is open. You can submit art to this show up until December 2nd at midnight. And the theme of the show is forward, an exploration of evolution, change, and movement, whatever that means to you this moment. And we'll feature local artists in every medium, whether you're early in your artistic journey or a professional artist. We would love for you to be part of this community show.
Nice.
That's
very
so
nice.
Awesome.
Very nice. Madeline, one more time. If people want to get in touch with Art Space, where do you send them?
Everything is at artspacegreenfield.org. We are on 15 Mill Street in Greenfield. Our regular open hours are Thursday and Friday evenings and Tuesday and Saturday mornings. And you can also always find us by phone and by email.
No, very good.
Awesome. And I really want to encourage everybody who's listening, because I hear a lot from people, you know, like, oh, I'm not an artist. I just do this on the side, or I'm just a crafter, or this and that. There is no just, you know, if you're creating something, if you're painting, if you're drawing, consider submitting it to the show. It's so fun to see your stuff in a gallery, and community shows bring in a lot of people. So I just want to add an encouragement to anybody who's like, should I submit something? Yes, do it.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see your submission.
Oh, stop.
I can't wait to see it. Can't wait.
Came into that.
Oh, man, I did. I walked right into that.
All right, Hannah from the Greenfield Business Association. If you want to contact Hannah, that's easy to do, right?
So easy. You can go to greenfieldbusiness.org. Also on our homepage, if you want to sponsor a star, it's a great way to put a nice warm message out there for the holidays. Or you can put up a memorial star for someone you love and lost. And it's really fun. But you can find all our info and all our member info on there as well.
All right, find it in Greenfield, Bear Country 95.3.